Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live, and walk in the ways of insight. When I was in college, during one summer, I worked at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, and I worked for a senior citizen picnic program where we picked up elderly people from all the boroughs of the city and brought them to the cathedral to have a picnic, and I gave them tours. But before I get to the tour, let me just tell you that I got my chauffeur's license, and this was before GPS, and I figured out how to get all these boroughs and all these elderly people from their nursing homes to the cathedral. But that's another sermon. But this is about the tours of the cathedral, and I used to take people around and show them the different windows, and depending on who was there, I'd sort of customize the tour. But there was one window that I remember, and it was a window that had all the Episcopal colleges and universities in medallions in the window. And I looked it up on Google to find an image of it, and I couldn't find it. So maybe it doesn't really exist, but this is what I remember. It had Bard College and Hobart William Smith and Sewanee, and it had Voorhees College, which is a historically black college, which Elizabeth Evelyn Wright was involved in the founding. And I loved this window with these Episcopal colleges in it. It made me proud to think that the Episcopal Church was involved for so long in the establishment of schools and colleges, and particularly the historical black colleges. Julia Hayward Cooper and Elizabeth Evelyn Wright were educators. They were very learned themselves, and they were dedicated to the educating of others. They had the deep conviction, expressed in that window and in the history of the Episcopal Church, that education and a better life went hand in hand. This was a belief in America in the 19th century. It's still, God willing, a belief in America in the 21st century. And it was also a conviction of the writers of the wisdom literature in the Old Testament and the Apocrypha. This confidence that learning, wisdom, and study and spiritual growth fit seamlessly together. Studying wisdom, the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom of the philosophers, came to become studying Torah, studying instruction. And seeking wisdom was studying wisdom, and studying wisdom led you to an ethical path and joy in your life. And this was opposed to following foolishness or folly or the way of evil. Proverbs 9, 1-7, we hear the invitation of personified wisdom. To come drink of the wine she has mixed, eat the bread she has prepared. And it's an invitation not just to drink and eat, but to learn, to follow in her ways. It's a voice of invitation that happens in public spaces, calling out in the street, offering hospitality, and I can paraphrase wisdom, come, eat, drink, learn, and grow up. Eat, drink, learn, and grow up. What a wonderful sentence for all of us, for our prospective students. Walk in the ways of wisdom. Wisdom's voice can be heard in the voice of Jesus in the Gospels, depicted as a prophet, a child of wisdom in Luke and in John. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. John 7, let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me come drink. This is the voice of wisdom coming through Jesus with this invitation. There's a wonderful elision of wisdom and learning with eating food and drink. Nourishing food, not junk food. Nourishing food that gives sustenance and satisfaction. And if you think of that sermon in John 6, the feeding of the 5,000 followed by a long, long sermon. This idea of bread and word come together. the people are fed and they eat until they're satisfied. And then they have this teaching expanding on bread and eating. Bread and learning become one thing. And this is true for the educators, Julia and Elizabeth. When you learn, you have improvement in your physical and concrete circumstances of life. Celebrating their feast today makes me think and reflect on the unity of education and nourishment, of word and bread. I'm thinking about the mission of Good Shepherd Episcopal Church, Good Shepherd on the Hill, and the commitment of that community is to help the children in the neighborhood become kindergarten ready through education in that school building, to become kindergarten ready. Because if you're not kindergarten ready, you're not going to be able to advance and go to college and go to high school or even get out of elementary school. And I'm thinking of Lisa Mason's parish in San Antonio, St. David's, which has a project that on weekends, kids in hunger, kids with in hunger danger, have backpacks filled with food for the weekend so that when they come back on Monday, they're not so hungry that they can't learn. It even makes me think of the relationship between this chapel and our dining hall. The way sometimes I think it's redundant to say grace when we go over there after chapel, because we've been praying and giving thanks at the Eucharist, and the lunch is an extension or one with our Eucharistic service. So let us reflect on the unity of education and food, of word and sacrament, and of education and faith, and give thanks for the witness of Anna Cooper and Elizabeth Wright in their faithful, lifelong, long, long dedication to the education of African Americans in America so that they might prosper both in body and mind. Amen.